as a student in 1966, the only way you could get information about the contemporary art world was finding magazines that might be produced externally and be available in a very small number of bookshops. So Art and Artist, Studio International, some of the other cultural and ecological minded publications of the period. You might, if you were lucky, you would come across some American publications, but maybe you had to go to London to find the extent of the work that was addressing the present day manifestations of art practices.
And had you seen that in London when you were down there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a group of us in the art school, maybe after the first year, that whereby we began to look at the extent of the subject in contemporary forms. So we were understanding more about the nature, say the world of Dada, surrealism, land art, Fluxus, but we were doing that ourselves. There was no tuition in such matters. Any deviations from the norm, even in materials use, was not just frowned upon, but was attacked. If you wanted to use acrylic paint in the painting department, you were slapped down or told that this was not the right way to do things. They were still stuck in their requirement to produce X number of still lives, figure drawings or paintings, figure compositions, within the drawing and painting department. So they were, I think one can only describe them as reactionary.